And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back into it at Tower 2, it's Hail Varsity Radio, presented by Currency, World Series champ, standout Husker. We welcome back in Jabba Chamberlain with us here on Hail Varsity Radio. Jabba, what's good? How you been?
You know what? The weather's getting a little bit nicer. We don't have any rain, so we're not going to get canceled today for our game. So it's been an interesting spring. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, aren't they always? I've got an umpire, I've got a ball player, and then I got the radio geek. That's our triumvirate here. And I was bummed out. I was waiting for junior squad last night, and we get the email, games canceled. Maybe we can pass the hat around and just build a dome someday.
I mean, hopefully. But yeah, I mean, it was crazy. It's in unplayable fields. Like, I don't even know what that means.
We didn't. I mean, there had to be standing water at Sawyer Snell for me growing up to not go ole at third for Babe Ruth practice anyway.
Yeah, who knows? Densmore's kind of hit or miss. If there's a drop of rain, I feel like they always cancel it.
I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong at all. Not wrong at all.
This is not Festivus, though. We will move on.
We just need that new sports complex to open up already.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. That's going to be awesome. That's going to be really good. Jabba, let's start with Husker baseball. Good weekend against the Illini for Friday, Saturday. Still looking for that third arm, but right now as Nebraska, they get a little bit of a breather before Michigan, North Dakota State tonight at Haymarket. Your takeaway here is now we're, you know, 20 plus games into the year, pretty good 1-2 hammer for Nebraska, and we'll see if they can develop that third arm. But what are you thinking so far with the Big Red?
No, it's been great. I mean, you got a guy, you know, just stepping up and Emmett and doing the things that, you know, you do on a Friday night. You set the tone for the weekend, and you know, it's just, it's finding that missing piece, and it's so close. I mean, swinging the bat's great, getting big hits, and I think it's just the combination of getting a couple more guys in that pen that can be consistent, and then finding that third guy, because you know, that's sometimes the make or break game, and that game's just as important, sometimes not more important than the Friday. It's great to get off to a good start, but then, you know, that could change the series and either sweep it or, you know, come out on top with a series victory. So, you know, I just, everything that's we kind of talked about throughout the whole year, it was trying to get those big hits, trying to find that guy that was going to step up. And like I said, I think you get a couple more guys in the pen being consistent that can, you know, maybe shorten the game and lengthen the game at the same time and find that third piece of the puzzle. And there's going to be some things that are really going to happen that people are going to like.
Jabba, I want to get your opinion as a former pitcher yourself with the consistency issues in the bullpen. That's been something we've talked about for a couple weeks now. How much of it do you think that the weather could be playing a factor there and these guys just not being able to get into it this season? You've been there, you've done that. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, we've had some cold days, and I mean, that definitely plays a part as far as grip and everything that way. But I think more so just the consistency is, you know, just continuing to be put in situations to where you have the understanding and you're able to slow the game down when it tends to speed up. Because in those situations coming out of the pen, sometimes it's a firestorm and you're trying to put it out. And so you have to be able to slow it down. And, you know, obviously the weather doesn't cooperate with us early in the year. And so, but I just think it's the aspect of them getting in those situations to where they're able to slow the game down and, you know, take a deep breath and understand the situation. And, you know, I think they'll be fine. I mean, they're going to get into some tough series here, and they've already been some tough ones. So it's just going to be consistency of them just getting out there. And obviously, hopefully the weather warming up will help as well.
And Jabba, as a quick follow-up to that, with the issues the bullpen's been seeing and how hot the bats have been all year long, do you worry that there could start being some tension between the pitchers and the batters in this team whenever, you know what, the batters are given run support every single game, but it feels like the bullpen, maybe once a week, is letting the team down?
Not necessarily. I mean, they have great coaches that understand that that's the way the game works sometimes, because then it's going to come back tenfold, because there's going to be days that they're throwing up zeros and they don't get a hit. So it goes back and forth. And you know, just with the leaders that they have and the guys and the understanding of what the game of baseball is, I don't see that happening. I mean, it's frustrating because there's times where you're like, man, I just lost 1-0, you know? And it's like, well, come on guys, let's go. So it goes both ways and it gets frustrating from both sides of it. I mean, I've been on both sides of it. So I don't foresee that happening. It's just, they know what they need to do and it's not a secret. They all know. And you just have to get better in every aspect.
You've got Corbin Hawkins and Jake Buns, and I really liked how Buns looked pre-injury, and I think he's working hard, and we've seen him this season. You've also got C.J. Hood's going through the live non-game action this week as he's getting ready to return from injury. Who do you like in the bullpen? I guess if I'm asking you to bet on a horse, who do you like as that third guy that you think could find the consistency and maybe settle in?
You know what? I got a chance to talk to CJ when Cart was at mm-hmm. camp there. And you know what? I think he has something to prove. And, you know, I think that's a huge part. That's like getting somebody back from injury midway through the season. It's like, you know, you're adding a free agent. And, you know, I think just – going through it now, it's a process, and he has the stuff to do it, and I think he has something to prove in the fact of, you know, I'm going to come in and be a big part of this team, and just talking to him, I could kind of feel that, and, you know, when there's always something in store and you play with the little chip, it's always fun to see how that comes out.
What gave you a chip when you were in either at Nebraska or beyond? I mean, you were in multiple big moment situations in your career?
I mean, the biggest thing was probably people saying I couldn't do it. So you end up, it's like, you know what? You don't think I can do it. I know I can do it. So you know what? I'm just going to go prove you wrong. And it was just putting in the work. Like, and that comes part of everything is like understanding your routine, understanding what it takes for you to get ready, you know, and sometimes, you know, like we've talked about before, especially when the beginning of the season, we were talking about Max and how he was pressing last year, and sometimes less is more. And, you know, obviously he's gone out and swung the bat incredibly well. So, yeah, it's just it's finding that thing that makes you tick, like, because we all have them. And so it's the balance of your everyday routine and what it takes to get ready and finding out what inside you makes you be the best you can be.
Jabba Chamberlain's with us here. It's Hail Varsity Radio. And Jabba, one last thought here on Husker Baseball before we shift gears, talk some MLB opening day, which is upcoming. Maybe we also get some World Baseball Classic thoughts from you as well. But with this Husker baseball team, how much of it do you think, especially with the bullpen and that pitching staff and the Sunday starter, how much of it could one game turn around to performance or turn around to your season's performance? You know, you get one game where you scatter some base hits throughout, you feel confident. Can that change a season for some of these guys that are struggling early in the year?
100%. It's like I said, it's that one thing. Like, there's going to be one outing, or there's going to be one at bat, or there's going to be one game where it, like, okay, I felt it. And that could come from the whole team aspect. Like, I mean, every team that is successful has something in their identity and what it is. And I think we're close, but I think we get that third starter where somebody comes in and they're like, all right, this is mine. And I just think as a whole, now collectively as a unit, you're like, boom. I mean, when we were at Nebraska, it's like we had Dunzing on the weekends and he spent 10 years in the big leagues. Like, it's pretty incredible to have a midweek guy like that. And, you know, all the guys we had, and it was a collective thing where we never felt like we were in or out of a game because we knew we could score. We knew we had some guys at the back end that could stop the bleeding. And so, yeah, I think, Elijah, you're 100% right. There can be one moment or one game where you're like, okay, boom, now the direction that we know we can get to is on course.
Jabba, it was a big weekend last weekend at Nebraska, and I think you'll have your moment here in the near future. You should anyway, with your jersey out there on the wall. But you're close with Darren. Of course, you played growing up with Alex and then Shane a little before you, more my era. but you've crossed over with all three of those guys in your career, and you've got a big part of that Husker family. Thoughts on their honor and just what all of you have meant to baseball in Nebraska?
I think it's huge. I mean, it's something that hasn't been done, and it's, you know, it's cool just to see all three of them left legacies. I mean, you look at what Shane did and how he put us on the map, and then, I mean, Darren obviously speaks for himself, and then Alex, and growing up with Alex, it's always special to have somebody you grow up with, you play against, and then you play with, and then you play against him again. And, you know, just, I mean, I even faced Darren in the big leagues too. So it's just, it's unbelievable to see. It's a program that has come a long way. There's history there. I mean, you could go down the line. I mean, Ken Harvey, Matt Hopper, Aaron Marsden. I mean, there's so many guys that have been huge influences on this program, and it's just going to keep getting better. And, you know, I think Will and his staff have created something where, you know, they want to come here again. They see that legacy. And I think that's part of it too. Like when you see those numbers and those names and you go back and look, you're like, man, I want to be that. Like, I want to have my number up there someday. Like, what do I have to do? I have to work a little bit harder. I have to be a leader. And I, you know what, one day I want mine up there. And I think it sets a standard of where now, you know, people get a look and kids are going to be like, you know what, I could do that too. And I think it's really cool. It was cool. It was like Twitter was going crazy. Like, who's the Mount Rushmore of Nebraska? And like, it was, I think I spent like 30 minutes going through like everybody's opinions, and it was pretty cool to see. You know, it's something to say I'm the only one that's ever won a College World Series game, and that's something that I hold near and dear to my heart. But I told Rob and Jeff early in the year, I was like, can somebody else win so I don't have to keep talking about it? Like, I want us to get back there and to win. Like, selfishly, I'm like, you know what? We have the talent to do it. Somebody go prove it. Somebody go be better than me. Somebody go win two games, and how about we win the whole thing? So, yeah, no, it's cool to see. I think it's something that was definitely needed and warranted for all three of those guys and the careers that they had. And more importantly, the guys that they were. They were just great people. I mean, obviously, growing up with Alex and seeing him and then getting to know Darren throughout the time. And then Shane was a little bit before me and had a couple conversations with him. But there was, I mean, just the legacy and the impact that he made and the things that he did on the field was obviously special.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Jabba Chamberlain with us, Hail Varsity Radio, Husker standout, World Series champ, talking some Husker baseball with us. Okay, we look at opening day, and despite the Astros losing the last few years, that's Gerrit Cole, that's Greinke, that's Verlander to free agency, their rotation does not have anybody 30 or over. Man, I'd love to be 30 again. But they are the favorite. They've got the duel of Valdez and Javier. Hunter Brown's there. That's another potential ace. And Houston's the favorite right now. Almost an 80% odds to make the playoffs. Just shy of 8.5% to make the World Series. Are you in on Houston as... Are they your favorite as well? They're the baseball writer's favorite right now, but do you think Houston's got enough juice to do it again?
Yeah, I mean, that 1-2 right there, those dudes are nasty. I mean, it's fun to watch those guys go to work. Yeah, I was a little surprised when I was checking. First of all, opening day should be a national holiday and nobody should have to work so we could all watch baseball.
Amen.
I'm going to petition for that. But no, that's... Man, the parity in baseball now with, I mean, nobody over 30 and the impact that they have already made, it has been incredible. And, you know, they're starting to bring guys up faster than they used to, because if you miss 18 days, then they get an extra year to hold you. Like, a perfect example was Volpe this year with the Yankees. They had a choice, but he makes opening day, so then – now that in turn gives them less of a contract before he goes to arbitration. And so, I mean, you gotta you got to go with them just for the mere fact of youth experience. They've been there, they've done it. But I mean, there's so many great pitching staffs. I mean, is it hard to go against a 1-2 of Scherzer and Verlander, even though they're 40?
They're pretty awesome stuff.
I mean, it's Justin's gotten better. Like, mm-hmm. and that's crazy to even say. Max is Max. Max will always be different. Max will always, I mean, pitching against him at Missouri is that, you know, and then pitching with him and against him my whole career. It's that dude is something.
Jabba, now that we've seen the pitch clock in action through spring training, I need to get your thoughts on how that's going to change the game of baseball.
Man, you know what? Everybody that I've talked to has been a huge fan of it. And obviously it's going to take some getting used to. I think there's, as of now, they're not making any changes. I feel like there's going to be some. And I don't think it's going to be drastic. I mean, there's certain things where I don't think that should end a game. I don't think it. The pitch clock shouldn't dictate an outcome in the 11th inning of game four. Like, that's just, it needs to be decided by the men playing against themselves. But everybody I've talked to has been a fan. It's obviously, and it's not as big as you think. The average spring training game, I think it was only 28 minutes shorter, but it's just the tempo and everything. I mean, you're not going to be able to get as many beers, let's just put it that way. But that's going to be the biggest hurt is that. But, no, everything I've seen and, you know, people have adjusted, and I think it's going to be good. I think it changes a lot of things. I think there's – now I've seen it in spring training where, you know, Scherzer's kind of messed with some people and, you know, just – as soon as he's in the box, you can go. It doesn't matter anymore. So, and necessarily you might have to if you get down to whatever the clock is at. So it was weird at first, and you could tell people were very leery of it, but I mean, it worked in the minor leagues. Those kids made the adjustment. I mean, so it's something that I think is going to affect the game, but not as much as we thought initially.
Jabba Chamberlain's with us. It's Hail Varsity Radio. Jabba, we'll get you out of here. A couple of thoughts. Were you glued and locked in on the World Baseball Classic? What did you think of that showdown between Japan and U.S.?
And I need to get that take on that seeming passing of the torch moment between Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout. It almost felt like that best player in baseball title was given to Shohei Ohtani on that night.
I literally almost called that to a T. I go, it's going to come down to them two. They go, baseball's the greatest game ever because it's somehow always happens where it's like, that's exactly what it should be. Like that was what that game should have been down to those two. And I mean, Shohei's, I don't know if he's human. First of all, I'm pretty sure he's some type of character that they put in a video game and he just happened to come alive. But I mean, just, the cool thing, too, is, like, Shohei never takes BP. But he took BP just to make sure that the other team knew what he could do.
Showing off.
Dude, he never takes BP during the regular season. But they were playing, and he literally said it. He goes, I went out to make sure, and he almost hit it out of the stadium. It was, like, four rows from the top.
That's impressive. You mentioned Volpe. Jabba, just to end it, and they showed the moment getting the news, going to the show. When you got that phone call and you arrived in Yankee Stadium, who welcomed you in? What teammate or member of the club?
Mine was a little different. I got called up halfway through the year.
Mm-hmm.
So then and I don't know anybody. Like, Volpe at least was in spring training.
Yeah.
So that's what I love about what they do now is, excuse me, so when they get called up, you at least have an idea of who they are and, you know, what it is. But I showed up to the Rogers Center in Toronto, and nobody knew who the heck I was. I mean, I had just signed 2.5 months ago. So it was a little bit different in my aspect. The first one to ever say hi when I got into the locker room was Ron Valone. And he was like, you haven't been here long. And I was like, nah, Nope, I haven't been here long. So mine was a little different. And then next year, it was just, I didn't get called into the office or anything because I'd already played. Mm-hmm. And then, so, but yeah, making your first opening day roster, whether they tell you or not, is something you'll never forget. And it's a memory, like walking for introductions on game one. There's nothing like it. And, you know, it's one thing to get there. It's another thing to stay. Mm-hmm. So hopefully your first one isn't your last one and you keep working. So yeah, I was fortunate enough to see 11 of them. So it was, 10 technically, but, I was hurt for one. And, yeah, it's such a cool moment. And the best are the reactions, because do you think you get so close to the end and now you're getting called in and you're a young kid. So you immediately think, you're like, oh, they're sending me out. So it's like you don't know what you're going in there with, because obviously you've answered questions. He's been talked to by the media, like, what do you think? Have you earned it? And, I mean, he earned every cent of that. Mm-hmm. But you still never know. So it's like the wave of emotions that go from here to here, and you're like, oh, I could be going back to Scranton, or, you know, I'm headed to New York. So the range of emotions of all of it is crazy, because they can go from one to the other. And yeah, it's making that opening day roster, running out here and your name called for the first time on a big league field is something special.
Job, a great chat today, man. We'll get you hollered at again, and thanks for talking some ball with us here on Hail Varsity, man.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me.